You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. After Saturday night here in Vegas for UFC 229, one of the first names that popped in my head for I wanted his reaction to what happened, his thoughts on what went down when Khabib Nurmagomedov jumped over the cage into the crowd, inciting a riot at T-Mobile Arena, and what this did to the UFC and mixed martial arts and the sport itself. Eve Edwards, I think he's a legend in the sport, one of the founding building block guys that put the UFC on the map and built it up to where it is. We've seen guys like Chuck Liddell on Instagram come out, be very angry about what happened, angry at both fighters, both Conor McGregor and Khabib Nurmagomedov, but also the UFC for allowing some of the things to happen leading up to the fight that spilled into what I think is a really dark day for mixed martial arts. And Eves joins us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Eves, Matt Perrault, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Matt. How are you, brother?
I'm great. Great to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on. All right, so when you saw Saturday night, what was your reaction?
We're talking about the melee, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I had a lot of emotions and feelings and thoughts about that. There's a bunch of crazy stuff. I didn't understand. I thought Khabib was just really excited when he threw that mouthpiece. I didn't recognize him until the replay. But I don't know what Dylan Danis could have said to him that, or what reaction. I mean, you can't hear anything in there, so what caused him to react that way, jump over the fence and go after him? And, I mean, you just defeated the biggest name in the sport, the biggest fight in the history of the organization, and you're on some petty shit. So that was wild. I mean, the whole thing is, it doesn't make sense. Khabib gets mad because of whatever Dylan Danis had to say. The way the UFC promoted it, they promoted it as, oh well, Conor threw this dolly into the bus after Khabib, and now they're going to actually fight because they really hate each other. So now let's see what happens. I mean, yeah, you got a lot of security around, but you have to account for everything when you promote a fight like that. Everybody's at fault. Yeah, I completely agree with Chuck where that's concerned.
It's tough because I think that the two are very different acts, and I think they're both criminal. I think they're both horrible, and they're both reprehensible. But Conor did it. And I'm not saying that fighters have any less rights or than the general public, but he went after a bus full of UFC fighters, and he did it in the bowels of a building where it was contained to a certain number of people, where Khabib set off an arena where 20,000 people are, and he set off brawls, fights, and just awful activities all over the arena and outside the arena when he did it. I think he put far more people's lives in jeopardy, and I was worried about him in terms of handling the moment. I thought he was in the deep end with Conor, and he wasn't being able to handle the moment. The octagon, the door closed, that dude took care of business. But everything else outside of it, I feel like it makes him very, very uncomfortable, that he has a tough time handling all the attention and the pressure that comes with a fight of this magnitude. Is that fair?
I don't know if he has a tough time handling the pressure. I mean, the fight itself and dealing with that pressure, yes. Does he have a tough time handling his emotions? That could have been dealt with later at a different time. But is it fair to say that he has a tough time dealing with it? That's one of those situations where I can see both sides of it. But there was a lot of things done and said. And, you know, Conor plays this game of psychological warfare. And that's all about tolerance. There's no understanding that. There's no understanding why somebody says certain things to you, why somebody denigrates you in public just because they're trying to get a reaction out of you so that you could probably be off your game. Mm-hmm. When we talk about issues of tolerance, there's a limit to tolerance. When you understand something, you're good. You know, there's no limit to understanding. But when we talk about tolerance, there's a limit. And Khabib had hit his limit. You know, the fact that they were in there and he got to fight him, you could see that he was still angry, still upset. He didn't relinquish the choke when Conor tapped. You know, Herb had to basically peel him off. But then there was still some bantering going back and forth. So it's one of those things where, yeah, he could be better at controlling his emotions. But again, that environment was built around those emotions, and it was never tempered. It was always encouraged for these things to be done, said, and acted upon. So that's where I kind of give him a pass, because okay. at the end of the day, we're all human. There's a point where you're going to be upset. And we thought when you mentioned that he was in the arena and things spilled over, those fans are just looking for an excuse. They're going to get into a fight anyway. I mean, we knew that was going to happen. It was everybody knew. Everybody who knows fighting and who knows how much people love their guy, they knew that at some point the fans of Conor McGregor and the fans of Khabib Nurmagomedov were going to get into it. When we talk about Conor doing that in the bowels of the arena, that's really no different to me, because there were a bunch of innocent people that still got hurt in that situation also. There were more, and it seems to me that there were more innocent people hurt when Conor threw the dolly into the van, into the bus, than last night or Saturday night when Khabib jumped into the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, again, it's debatable. I mean, Michael Chiesa did have a cut. I would say missing their payday, not being able to fight, I think is a significant deal. And, you know, according to Dana White, Conor did pay significantly for those acts and did have to settle a bunch of different lawsuits, and it did cost him a lot of money for what he did. Now, we don't really have much evidence to support that as of right now, but that's legal proceedings and whatnot. But in terms of Conor, you know, we've seen him be gracious in defeat in the past, where after losing, after talking a lot of smack, Conor is always the first guy to give credit. He gave credit to Floyd, gave credit to Nate Diaz, and he was able to bounce back, at least against Nate Diaz, after fighting him once and losing, fighting him again, and defeating him. Do you think Conor deserves a second crack, a second bite at the apple here with an instant rematch against Nurmagomedov?
I don't believe that he deserves it instantly, because there's guys like Tony Ferguson, and Dustin Poirier, they're right there. Tony Ferguson definitely deserves a shot at that belt. Being the interim champion, coming back early, and then defeating a former champion on the same night spectacularly, I truly believe Tony Ferguson deserves a shot. And Conor's done so much for the sport. His name is so big that he deserves, I could see him getting a fight with the winner of Khabib and Tony Ferguson. But if it was up to me and I made these decisions, Tony Ferguson would get the next shot.
His fight got overshadowed completely, which is really unfortunate, because him and Anthony Pettis went for two rounds, and it was the best fight of the night, I thought. It was unbelievable. Why does his style cut guys up the way that he does? I mean, he literally, it's like he's fighting with razor blades. Every guy he fights ends up bloodied.
Yeah, and Tony Ferguson is a tall, lanky guy with like, he's thin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of padding between his skin and his elbow, the bones of his elbows. He's just a vicious, violent kind of guy. I'm glad I fought him when he was young, because he hadn't learned all of this stuff yet. But that's just his style. He's going to come forward. He's going to take it to give it. And his conditioning is phenomenal. I mean, Frankie Edgar is the guy I look at when we talk about how much punishment you can take because of conditioning. Well, Tony Ferguson's on that level of conditioning, I believe, and he's not going to gas. And with him not gassing, he's going to be able to take more damage than a lot of people. He's going to outlast you. He's like the next level, like a couple of levels higher than Diego Sanchez. He has that same mentality where I'm just going to come after you, but his boxing is better. It's more crisp. You know, he's crazier on the ground. He will attempt and go for crazier things. And he likes to get in your face, and he loves to throw those elbows at you. And he's a tall, lanky, long guy. He knows how to use range well also. So, I mean, he's the next level. I truly believe he has the best shot of beating Khabib. I don't necessarily know if he can do it, but I believe he has the best shot to do it.
He's got about a minute left. If this is a lengthy suspension for Nurmagomedov, we don't know yet. It sounds like 6 months, but it might be longer. We'll see what the NAC comes back with. If Khabib is stripped by the UFC, would you be in favor of a McGregor versus Tony Ferguson for the belt, and the winner gets Khabib?
Ooh, there's a good argument for that, and I'm okay with that decision. But personally, That kind of bothers me because it puts a guy like Dustin Poirier on the shelf or has him fighting extra fights just to claim what's rightfully his, and that's a title shot.
Yeah, it's a good point. My friend, love hearing your voice. Thank you for the time. Let's talk again soon, all right?
Take care, brother.
That is Eve Edwards, a longtime UFC fighter, one of the real guys that helped this sport get to where it's at now with Fox Sports 1, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. I think everybody's waiting with bated breath. I mean, there are reports, Robert Littell from Black Sports Online saying he's hearing 6 months maximum for suspension. Both guys were suspended for 10 days yesterday by the Nevada Athletic Commission pending the investigation. The thought is that this is going to be a pretty lengthy suspension at some point in time, that Connor will get a suspension of some point, but it probably will run concurrently with the medical suspension that most of these guys undergo following a fight. So maybe it's a 3-month thing for Connor and 6 months for Habib. It could be longer. I think that if Habib gets suspended longer than 6 months, I think he will lose the belt. If it's before six months or fewer, he will keep the belt. He's not going to lose the $2 million purse. I saw Kevin Ioli say $250,000. I think that's probably accurate. We'll have more on that and where the UFC is next.